Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Ryan Elward from the National Weather Service with a community comment. It was quite the week last week in the weather world. Snow all the way to the coast is a rare but not unprecedented event here in Northwest California. For most of us here on the coastal plain, I am sure it was a novelty and a chance for the kids to get outside and play, with many locations reporting 1 to 3 inches of snow across the region. The official measurement will go down as 1 inch on Woodley Island over 2 days. However, for many others, it was likely a frustration with travel problems over the normal highway passes on 299 and 36, and also several full highway closures of 101. Add in all the back roads that had to be closed, and it wasn't a picnic for anyone dealing with the heavy snow in the mountains, not to mention the power outages that are still ongoing at the time of this writing. It's been a mess. Normally around here, snow stays above 2,000 feet or so, and sometimes comes down to lower elevations around 500 feet, but is rare for snow on the coast itself. The last time in our region was back in 2019, when accumulating snow that February most notably occurred in the McKinleyville and Arcata areas. A half inch of snow was measured on Woodley Island in Eureka. The last big event in the official archives recorded at the weather office on Woodley Island was back in 1989, when on the 3rd and 4th of February, the measured snowfall was 1.5 and 2 inches respectively. Now that's impressive. Why did we get the snow to the coast this time? The first ingredient for snow is cold air. Typically at the coast, the marine environment modifies our temperatures. It's hard to cool the near surface air when a massive body of water in the 50s or 60s is sitting right next door. This means we really require a cold air mass to originate not from over the water, but from over land. Oftentimes, an area of low pressure dives down the coast originating from Western Canada. This can bring brutally cold air to the area, and all of the coldest cold snaps in Northwest California have been due to this setup. But there's one issue with bringing a low into the area from Canada if you want snow: moisture. There aren't any large water bodies in the center of southwestern Canada. Any air mass originating from that location is going to be very dry. So where do we get the moisture? In last week's setup, we basically hit the jackpot, and what is quite rare, the very cold upper low flowing south from Canada actually originated a little farther west near the coast, dove south, and then retrograded back over the Pacific Ocean waters. This locked the cold air over our region, but also absorbed moisture from the ocean. As the cold air continued to settle into the area, a secondary low amplified the cold air, the rain turned to snow at the coast on Wednesday and Wednesday night, and voila, a beautiful snowy day at the coast on Thursday. Now, how long will it be until the next accumulating snow on Woodley Island and the coastal plain? Only Mother Nature knows. This has been Ryan Elward with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.